Muhammad proclaimed himself as a messenger of God. He received a divine message to humanity and struggled to convey it to all people, but he did not force anyone to accept it. He recited the Quran, which confirms the freedom of belief and freedom of choice for all people. "And had your Lord willed, all people in the earth would have believed, all of them together. So will you, Muhammad, compel or force people until they become believers?" The Quran, chapter 10, verse 99. There is no compulsion in religion. Truth, the right path, has become distant from error, the wrong path. And whoever rejects evil and believes in God has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. And God is all-hearer, all-knower. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 256. Morality and equality of all races. In Islam, all people are considered equal under law by reason of their being members of the human race. Piety and excellence of moral character are the only criteria for individual superiority in the eyes of God. Muhammad put it in these words: "Your Lord is one. All humankind are from Adam, and Adam was created from dust. An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor does a non-Arab have any superiority over an Arab except by piety. Piety motivates good deeds." Musnad Ahmad, 10, 5586, 23972.